Consultation.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Less than 2 weeks to go before the NFL's trade deadline and some wheeling and dealing going down today as the Kansas City Chiefs acquired wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans. Titans are getting a conditional fifth-round pick from the Chiefs that could be as good as a fourth. The Titans are also taking on $2.5 million of Hopkins' remaining $8 million left on his contract. The Athletic reported the Chiefs tried to acquire Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp but couldn't come to terms on a deal. Titans are also sending linebacker Ernest Jones IV to Seattle for linebacker Jerome Baker and a fourth-round pick. Titans are likely to start Mason Rudolph in Week 8 against the Lions as Will Levis is still dealing with a shoulder injury. Cleveland Browns will start Jameis Winston at quarterback in Week 8 against the Ravens. Browns also making a change with play calling as head coach Kevin Stefanski will hand it over to offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels isn't practicing today because of his rib injury. No practice today for Panthers quarterback Andy Dalton.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. The value of farmland in parts of the San Joaquin Valley, California's agricultural heartland, has fallen this year as commodity prices lag and implementation of the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act cast shadows on the future of farming in the region. In 2014, when SGMA was adopted, the value of farmland without reliable surface water access began to decline. But in recent months, according to appraisers, realtors, and assessors, those values have plummeted. Rabobank's Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness team announced the launch of Fruitonomia podcast, co-hosted by horticulture and fresh produce analysts David Magana and Gonzalo Salinas. The podcast explores challenges, trends, and opportunities for the global fruit market. Primarily in Spanish, each episode highlights fresh fruit markets, taking an in-depth look at lemons, mandarins, avocados, cherries, and blueberries. For more on Fruitonomia, visit the Rabobank website. A recent analysis shows the number of graduates from existing veterinary colleges is likely enough to meet demand through 2035, according to a study commissioned by the American Veterinary Medicine Association. The projections do not, however, justify a conclusion of overall access capacity or capacity shortage by 2035. Meantime, the population of veterinarians is likely to grow faster than pet-owning households if all 13 proposed veterinary schools become accredited.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam for a third straight session as shares of big tech companies are sharply lower today. Investors are also wading through a slew of mostly mixed corporate earnings while bets on less aggressive Fed rate cuts continue to lift bond yields. And sales of previously occupied homes fell in September as would-be homebuyers remain on the sidelines despite easing mortgage rates. Existing home sales slipped 1% from August, according to the National Association of Realtors, marking the lowest monthly rate since October of 2010, while sales fell 3.5% compared with September last year. French luxury goods group Kering warned its full-year operating income will be almost half after reporting a larger-than-expected drop in third-quarter sales as weak demand in China deepened the struggles of its main label, Gucci. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at elitervandstorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paint work from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960.
How can a man be so intensely loved and hated at the same time? Vindicating Trump asks and answers this puzzling question. Join Slo County Republican Party this Thursday for movie night. Vindicating Trump starts at 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero with your host, District 5 Supervisor Debbie Arnold. Pizza, soda, and refreshments available with a $20 donation. Come early for a good seat. Don't miss this showing. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company. Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
We the people need more common sense economics and a lot less demagoguery if we are to make or support decisions affecting our welfare. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Early in July, the leadership of the California AFL-CIO met in convention and made a few decisions that will affect the livelihood of the workers they represent. These leaders of organized labor were more than a little upset about the passage of Proposition 13. Meaning no disrespect, I feel compelled to say the remedies they propose reveal that they believe too many of the economic fairy tales widespread in our land today. In the first place, they must be out of step with their own rank-and-file members, because those members voted for Proposition 13 in large and enthusiastic numbers. But where the economic fairy tale shows up is in the convention's decision to battle for reimposing the property tax Proposition 13 canceled back on business and industry. They said it was a $3.5 billion break for business and therefore, by their reasoning, bad for the individual citizen. If they have their way, that $3.5 billion will end up being paid by the very individual citizens they claim they want to help. Whether it be corporation or corner store, taxes are part of business costs and must be recovered in the price of the product, meaning that all of us, as consumers, pay those taxes. Now let's take the case of a corner grocer in a nice middle-class neighborhood. The storekeeper rents the building. Everyone who shops there can understand that he must charge enough to cover the wholesale cost of the things he sells, wages to helpers, and his rent, plus a fair return for himself so he can make a living. But now, supposing he buys the building. There's no more rent, but there's interest on the mortgage and property tax instead of rent. Obviously, he can't stay in business if those costs can't be recovered in the price of the things he sells. And just like his wage-earning customers, many of them union members, he has to make enough gross income to pay his living costs after he's paid his income tax. What this all adds up to is that government can't tax things like businesses or corporations. It can only tax people. When it says it's going to make business pay, it is really saying it's going to make business help it collect taxes. Into our corner store comes a regular customer to pick up a loaf of bread on his way home. We've already covered the fact that the grocer's markup includes a share of the property tax on the store. But the truth is, the wholesale price the storekeeper paid to the bakery included its taxes and more than 150 others going all the way back to the farmer who raised the wheat. If he can't get a price for his wheat that'll cover the real estate tax and his farm, he can't stay in business either. If the trucker who hauled the wheat can't charge enough to cover his license fees and gasoline tax, he can't stay in business. Union leaders will serve the men and women they represent a lot better if they'll drop the demagoguery and take a simple course in economics. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I am your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter for Cal Coast News. And as many of you know, there's a lot of drama going on right now with allegations from Ty Lewis and a local marijuana distributor making claims about Cal Coast News. This show is not about that. I will make a statement at the top at the 1 o'clock hour, but we are not going to focus on that today. Tomorrow, I will have people that they've alleged have been at meetings that I allegedly hosted with a city council member, and we will discuss it, but that's for tomorrow. What I want to do today is I have John Pashon. Not only is he a Slo County supervisor, he also is a political consultant who has watched elections more than anybody else, I think, in this entire county. He also was, is it called the president of the Taxpayer Association locally?
The Central Coast Taxpayers Association, president.
And you were the president.
I was. I'm one of the founding members of that organization. And Andrea Seastrand is the current president.
And Andrea, I did talk to her about coming on the show. There are some things going on right now, and she wanted me to bring someone else in that was involved. That's why John Pashon is here today. And what the group does, tell us what the taxpayer group does.
Taxpayers associations, like the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, counties have them. Now, this is the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. They do a lot of analysis and education. So they analyze all of the different tax measures and bills that are coming forward and how they directly affect the community, how they direct families and small businesses. And then they put their information out there into the community so people can have real discussions about the benefits or the drawbacks of tax programs. And we've had discussions many times on this radio station in regards to taxes like an extraction tax, which would be a water tax. You know, if you're a farmer and they want to tax the water that you use, even though it's guaranteed by the state constitution for your beneficial use, somebody comes to light and says, "Hey, I want to tax you all." You know, what's that going to do to the farm, working families, the farmers, the small family farms? Also, the other examples would be sales tax measures. They analyze sales tax measures. They analyze statewide tax measures. You know, really, we are, you know, California has the highest taxes of pretty much any state in America on everything. I mean, we're paying what, $1.30 on a gallon of gasoline. And so, California is a very good incubator for taxpayer organizations because they have a lot of work to do.
And that's why I have you here today. I want to give our listeners a chance for you to hear from somebody that really looks at the ballot measures to go over the different things statewide and some of our local issues. Would you like to start with the state issues?
Sure. We can start on, because I don't have a lot of knowledge on a lot of the different local ones. There are a lot of different local ones within the communities, but Proposition 2 is on the ballot. And this is an interesting one because it's being sold to prioritize safety for neighborhood schools. So it's a bond that prioritizes. Now, there's splits here, and I'm going to tell you because the different parties, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, and when I say different parties, also the California Republican Party versus the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County, all of these organizations have taken positions. And they may not, and I gave this speech a couple weeks ago to talk about these propositions that are on the ballot that you hopefully still have in your hand and you're going to be voting on this weekend or the next weekend when you have a chance to really go through it. But Proposition 2, right now the California Republican Party is supportive of that. So they're urging a yes vote. The local Republican Party, so that's the San Luis Obispo County Republican Party, is urging a no vote, and they're using which is a taxpayer issue. They say that adds $10 billion to the existing $40 billion state debt for school projects, because we do have across the state we have a lot of bonds that have passed, and there is debt for those schools to get them fixed up or to do things. Now the California Democrat Party as also urging a yes vote. And they say repairs local public schools to meet basic health and safety standards without raising taxes. So their argument is that it's a bond. It doesn't raise taxes. But somebody obviously is going to be paying for it. But so it's a yes vote from the California. And I'm just going to tell you where the parties stand. And I'm not going to inject on where I'm voting on these, because a lot of these, you know, people are going to be in the community. They're going to have different route. And the schools, and remember, I've talked about this before. I'm a graduate of a public school, the second largest public school district in America.
Where was that?
Los Angeles Unified School District. But there are school people that listen to this show today, and they may have a different opinion. But the California GOP, so the California Republican Party, is urging a yes vote. The Democrat Party is urging a yes vote. And the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County is urging a no vote.
Can you explain why the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo is saying no? And I will tell you, I had a weird conversation. I was interviewing something about a whole different story. And they said, you know, and I don't know why they even started talking about ballots. That wasn't our conversation. But they said, anytime they mention schools, I always vote yes. And I thought, you need to read things, because
it adds some debt. It does add debt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what is going to happen, you know. But the question is, you know, when it comes to these types of tax, you know, measures, you know, do you think that, you know, taking on this debt is worth, you know, for what it's going to do to your local school? And that's where the discussion is going to go. And so remember, though, there's 58 counties in California, and 58 counties tell you, you know, that means that we'll get some of that money. And we're going to talk about one that I disagree with the local party on, because what it does is it, the folks in Sacramento aren't always honest about what goes on with our tax revenue. Right. And we know that. So it's up to us to keep them, you know, honest. And so in this particular instance, you're looking at these tax measures as we go forward, or bonds or schools, you know, there have been a lot of that have passed in the communities. I think people really like their local schools. They like their local school teachers. They like their, you know, the fact that their kids are getting a good education, or I should say, getting a better education, you know, as school districts improve and they really focus on the basics of education and preparing young people for the future. And I know that there's school board members that run entire campaigns on this type of thing, you know, to improve the schools. And so that's kind of the discussion, you know, where we are. Also, there's a lot of school districts that are grappling with the social issues. As your radio show has had many people talk about that issue.
I've heard more about the social issues than the educational issues, to be quite honest.
But remember, here in Paso Robles, there was a big discussion a number of years ago about money and the rainy day funds, and, you know, and being able to sequester money for, you know, downtimes and things like that. So budgeting does come up a lot, and from a county board of supervisors position, and also budgeting, that's what we do, right? So are we spending money properly? Are we spending taxpayer dollars wisely? It's always kind of the big discussion. And I mean, because there's only way, when you get over a really big budget, you know, there's only two ways to deal with it. Either you cut services or you tax people. And I've never taxed anybody. I've never voted for a tax increase.
And I will tell you what I am reading, and this is nationally, that the birth rate is way down. Mm-hmm. And the amount of children is way down, especially in California. We have a lower birth rate. And I can't give the exact number. I read this 2 days ago. We have a lower birth rate than the rest of the country, and we're getting an older demographic. They are saying you need to close some of the schools, because every school has, I think it's 800,000 is in average to run the school, the principal and everyone else. And if you do not have the students, if you have empty classrooms and there are a lot less students, it is recommended that they go in and look at cutting schools. The problem with this is massively emotional between parents and neighborhoods.
100%. And you're exactly right. And it's one of the most emotional issues I see out in the community right now. And it's activating a whole lot of new people. There are people that are running right now in our county for school board, you know, that this is one of the main issues that they're running on. because of the different things. And they're going to get to the budgeting. At some point, they'll all get to the budgeting because it all comes down to money, right? So, but, you know, so that's, I just wanted to give you that. I wanted to move on down to Proposition 3, which is that it provides a constitutional right to marry. And I put that in quotes, okay? So this is the cleanup for Proposition 8, which passed a number which said marriage is between a man and a woman. And so I'm just gonna tell you.
So California had a law
that
marriage was between a man and a woman.
It passed by ballot, and it was overturned. And so it allowed people to marry, and then anybody to marry, and then. But there is still things written in the Constitution that have not been removed. And so what this is, and so I'll just give you the example. So the California Republican Party took no position on Proposition 3. There's a no vote recommended by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County, and they say it repeals Proposition 8's same-sex marriage ban made unnecessary by the federal court ruling, which is what happened. The federal court ruled and overturned Prop 8. Now, the Democrat Party says, yes, protect your freedom to marry, enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution.
And one of the issues here is if this is just repetitive and it doesn't make any changes, what would something like this cost to go through the system?
To be able to get it on the ballot? It depends on what somebody's, you know, I mean, they spent, obviously, it was put on there by the legislature, right? So they've been doing their thing. And so I'm sure there's a cost. I don't know what it would cost that it's even on the ballot this time. Proposition 4. So California Republican Party. So this is what they call a climate project and water project. It's state debt for those two projects, right? So for climate projects and water projects, the California Republican Party calls it a climate spending boondoggle. And it's a no, they're urging a no vote. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County is recommending a no vote. But once again, it adds another $10 billion to the existing $40 billion in debt for state water and climate projects. So if you read it, and I'm sit on a board called the RCRC, Rural County Representatives of California.
Yes.
And so the rural counties are also pretty much aligned against this too, because it's a cornucopia of different things were thrown together into basically a bond and spending bill. And we, as I say that, North County people are experts in groundwater. Everybody is. I mean, we deal with it all the time. And does this go to help the situation that we find ourselves in? And I don't believe it does. Is it worth the money? But, you know, once again, so the Democrat Party has said yes. This is the California Democratic Party. They say it provides safe drinking water, prevents wildfires, and protects California from climate change. So it's going to protect us all from climate change. The California Republican Party and the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County are urging a no vote on this Prop 4. Now, Prop 5, now this is an interesting one because this gets into your taxpayer associations. And Andrea C. Strand, former congresswoman who's head of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association, this would lower the voter threshold to pass bonds in California.
So this is one of the most, according to C. Strand, when she was on my show last.
Yes.
She believed that this was one of the most important things on this ballot.
Yes, because this does gut the two-thirds vote needed under Prop 13 and all the things that were passed in 1976. This is why the Howard Jarvis taxpayers are fighting against this. And it lowers the vote threshold to 55%, which they did a number of years ago for very specific items like school bonds. And so with the intent to raise property taxes. So to get a property tax bill on there that would actually raise property taxes to pay for this. So both the California Republican Party and the local Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County are urging a no vote on Prop 5. Now, the Democrats, of course, the California Democratic Party says creates more affordable housing So they threw in some sweetener, we like to call it, right?
And
so
what
they,
does that mean?
So the sweetener, throwing in sweetener means we're gonna talk about the children and how it benefits the children, or how it benefits, you know, low housing, you know, lower housing and middle class income housing and seniors housing, and then of course veterans housing. Because who's gonna be against that? But if you look at it, what it does is lowers it so it's easier to pass these tax increases on working families. And so this is everybody's, I know, is urging a no vote on Prop 5, but it, because it does lower the voter threshold to pass bonds in the state of California. And go back to what you said about the enrollment numbers. I think the enrollment numbers are down because of our lack of kind of workforce housing for young families, because there's no place for them to live. And they're just priced out of the market.
We're going to take a break, have a word from our sponsors, and be back with more with John Pashant.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh-hoo. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Feely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. And as promised, I think we promised this back in March, we were going to get someone from the Taxpayer Association to come in and help us go over the ballot measures and initiatives and what the different ballot measures mean and what the different groups are saying you should vote for. And I will tell you, I remember probably 8 years ago, I voted. There was the most important thing to me on the ballot. And when I read it, the wording confused me, and I actually voted the wrong way. And I was so upset. I thought this was the only thing really important to me, and I messed it up. So I do believe having John Pashon here is good for the entire community. Regardless of how you're going to vote, you need to know what these measures are about. And so what is the next measure we're going to talk about?
So the next one is Proposition 6. And this is easy to understand. It would ban mandatory work requirements for people in prison. So right now you go to prison, they have things you have to do during the day, right? You have to do some specific activities. And this would ban that. And it's to me, it's like, really? I mean, you've got people in prison, in California state prisons, you know, that are sitting around all day, right? And you give them 3 or 4 hours of work or 8 hours of work in a laundry room. They pay them, you know, these are people that have been convicted of a crime. They're serving their time. They're supposed to come out with, you know, hopefully reformed, right? And you're giving them a skill set. Maybe they're learning a new skill. Maybe they're, you know, doing something else, you know, to be able to prepare themselves. And this is California's answer to stopping the government from, you know, utilizing a prison workforce. And we're not talking about Mississippi in the 1930s, right? We're talking about, I mean, they work in a laundry. You know, they might do some gardening work outside. There might be landscape. I don't know. You know that, but it's going to stop it. So it does ban a mandatory work requirement in prisons.
Well, and I can see if someone is very ill or if they're 90 years old.
Yep.
But I think it's actually better to realize that you have to work as part of living if you are a able-bodied person. But correct. Who is supporting and who doesn't?
So the California Democrat Party actually says this will stop involuntary servitude, which is slavery. So they go straight to the slavery, you know, right in there, right? That this is slavery because these people, remember, they've been found guilty of a crime. They've been sentenced by a jury of their peers and a judge. And so now they're in jail or prison. They should, you know, they don't want them to do it because it's slavery. So the California Democrat Party is saying yes on 6. The California Republican Party is a no on 6. And the local Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County says no, it severely restricts requiring prison inmates to work. So it doesn't, and it won't allow them to work. And so I'm just you know, throwing it out there. I'm fairly certain I'm voting no on this. And so, you know, I get endorsed a lot of times by law enforcement, and I've always been very supportive of it. I think they do a great job in our community. The California Correctional Peace Officers Association, which is the union that represents the people that do the really tough work in prisons in California, do a great job.
And who is supporting these bills, and who are the police officers and guards in favor of having the inmates work?
They are. The ones that I've talked to certainly are, you know, because it gives them, it allows them to develop skills that hopefully they can, when they transition out of prison, they will be able to utilize some skills, you know, in the future someplace to be productive members of society. And remember, we haven't even gotten to Prop 36, you know, which is going to fix Prop 47, right? So, you know, that's, which is Dan Dow's, you know, really the leader here in our county on the yes on Proposition 36, because he believes it'll reduce crime, but that's number 6.
And I like knowing if groups are opposed to it. Like if when I see the border guards all go in favor of one candidate, that makes a difference to me in what is going on. But we have to take our top of the hour break, and we will be back with more with John Pashon And I will give a short statement at the top regarding all the drama in Paso Robles, but then we're going to wait to talk and take questions on the drama issue until tomorrow.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.